www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we want to hear from you, toll free, 1-800-259-9231, or maybe you can't put all your thoughts down, or you can't organize your thoughts in order to spew them out over the airwaves. One of our last callers in the prior hour actually had to write some notes, which is a good idea when you call a talk show, because it's really, especially with this show, we just go on tangents like crazy. It's really the only way to keep your call nailed in to what you specifically were calling about. Otherwise, we're going to take it all over the place. And that's just because we're interested in exploring you and what's on your mind. Political, personal, you got something you want to get off your chest, a rant or something like that? We are here for you.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. It's all you have to do is, you can listen to us through a variety of venues.
That's correct.
Terrestrial radio stations. You can listen to us on C-band satellite, on the Genesis networks. Which bands are we on?
You'll have to go on freetalklive.com to get those details.
Okay.
It's a little too techie.
And you can log on to freetalklive.com and live stream right through there.
Exactly.
And so if you happen to be someplace where you can't get anything else, freetalklive.com, we live stream right through there.
So as usual, we have a whole bunch of stuff that we want to talk about tonight. We hardly ever get to any of it. So if you want to bring something up again, 1-800-259-9231. And the Supreme Court. Fourth Amendment. You know that pesky little Fourth Amendment? You know what that one's all about?
I hate being caught flat-footed because I had them memorized at one time in my life, and I just can't.
It's all right, man. I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. It's the Privacy Amendment, the one that says you cannot be unreasonably searched or seized or have your things seized unreasonably. Well, according to the St. Pete Times, the Fourth Amendment used to offer average citizens some assurance that the police wouldn't search their property without evidence of criminal wrongdoing, but the U.S. Supreme Court has spent the last couple of decades hacking away at that doctrine to the point that very little of it remains, and that's absolutely correct. Now the court is considering a case that could take away another shred of privacy, and this one asks whether police can use drug-sniffing dogs indiscriminately. In 1998, Roy Cabales was pulled over by an Illinois state trooper for speeding. He was driving 71 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone.
Not a good idea.
The trooper told Cabales that he would be let off with a warning and called the police dispatcher to check his license's validity, just going through the normal rigmarole of pulling someone over. Then the trooper started asking Cabales questions about his detention and whether he'd been arrested before. The trooper also asked to search Cabales' vehicle, a request that Cabales refused.
It's a good idea.
As
always
you
refuse.
Should. Because the reason for that is if the cop is asking you, that means that he has no probable cause, no reason whatsoever to search your vehicle. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to ask.
Now,
otherwise, he could cuff you and search your car.
I'd like to make it clear that it's best not to say, "No way, pig!" You know,
yeah, you should be courteous.
Answer the question with a question. Why? There's nothing, you don't suspect there's anything in my car, do you?
Oh, no, just a routine check. Well, I'm in a rush.
You really don't need to check.
Yeah, I gotta go. I have things to do.
Always answer with a question.
That's a good point.
Smile, say, sir.
I totally agree with that. You gotta remember that police are human beings, too. They've got problems with their girlfriend. They've got, you know, the boss breathing down their neck, and they've got all kinds of pressures, just like you do, and just like I do. And you have to recall that, because when they pull you over, they go into cop mode. You know, they go into they revert to the training, and the training says intimidate. The training says show them that you're the boss, that you're the police officer, and you demand this and you demand that, and the citizens should be doing everything you tell them to. Well, that's not how it is.
Well, that's not how the Fourth Amendment really sounds. It says right here it's the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That doesn't sound like the cop's in control there, does it?
No,
it
really
doesn't. Sounds like my right.
They really do have to step around, and they do have to be careful, which is why they have to ask that question of, can I search your car? But they have this authoritarian demeanor to them, and people have seen it so many times. Of course, they've got the wonders of propaganda working in their favor. They've got the show that's called Cops. Well, what do you think? You think Cops is going to show you how to get out of a speeding ticket? You think Cops is going to show you how to avoid having your car searched? No. Mm-hmm. Cops is going to... If they're out filming Cops, and they pull over 10 different people, and 9 of those 10 people... I'm not saying this would be the actual ratio, because it probably would be like 1 out of the 9 that did this, but... In my pretend world, my fantasy world, if 9 of those 10 people refused a search, they'd show the one guy who allowed it on Cops. And so that kind of gets Americans into this mindset of, well, look, whenever a cop asks to search, people say yes. There must be a reason for it. And so the reason is they want you to so they can catch you doing something. Or maybe, who knows, even plant something on you.
You know, I was in my car a couple of weeks ago, and something really... I had a revelation. I don't do drugs. I don't, you know, carry the stuff around with me. I don't have a gun that I would carry in my car. I have no real reason whatever to not let a police officer search my car. None at all. I have nothing to benefit by not letting the cop, you know, bring a dog in and search. No reason. I'm like the average American in that respect. I hurt myself in a scuba diving class probably 3 or 4 months ago. It's been quite some time.
Okay.
And I was going to go to the hospital, but, you know, it didn't seem too important. Before I went to the hospital, I went over to my mom's house because I knew she had some stronger pain medication than I had at my house. I just had, like, aspirin, that kind of thing.
Uh-oh.
And I got a, I don't even know the names of these things. I think it was a hydrocodone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some kind of, some pill, some pain pill.
I hope your statute of limitations hasn't expired.
And I took one of them, and on the way to the hospital, I felt much better.
Right.
lots better. I didn't feel like I needed to go. So, and I knew that the trip to the hospital would be completely different as price-wise than the trip to my doctor the next morning.
Sure.
So I decided, I'll have my girlfriend drive me back home and, you know, let's forget about the hospital. So I went home, you know, and I made it through the night and everything was fine, and the next day I went to the doctor. Be that as it may. So I took, I had taken, you know, 3 of these pills. I took one more, a half pill before I went to bed, and then the next day basically the pain was gone and I was fine. But the point that I'm making is that I kept these pills in a little, you know, like a vitamin container that I had in my car. I had what would be considered, a Class A narcotic?
Yeah, sure.
Because it was a prescription, but it wasn't prescribed to me. It was prescribed to my mother.
Correct.
And if I'd have let a cop, and is this a felony, really? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know if it is a felony.
I haven't done. It probably is a felony. But the
it's
fact
insane
is,
that
I haven't done anything wrong. You know?
Right.
I haven't done anything wrong.
Self-medicated.
I took a pill because I was in pain.
It's
called a pain pill.
And it's in your head that you didn't do anything wrong. So
right.
Then when you let the cops search, if
right.
you were to do that, the cops find the pills that aren't yours, and then
right.
you're going to jail.
Right. And suddenly,
just for trying to get rid of a headache or a
suddenly
backache.
I'm up the road turning big rocks into little rocks, and I've got a boyfriend. You know what I mean?
And we're all paying for it to the tune of $40-something thousand a year.
Crazy stuff.
It is absolutely insane. So anyway, this guy... who was pulled over back in 1998 by the cops, and he was being interrogated. He refused a search. Later, another trooper arrived, apparently of his own volition, with a drug-sniffing dog. The dog alerted to Caballes' car trunk. When it was opened, a load of marijuana was found. Caballes was arrested, convicted, and sentenced to 12 years in prison and a $256,000 fine. The Illinois Supreme Court set aside Caballes' conviction on the grounds that he was subject to an illegal search, and he absolutely was.
I agree.
In a 4-3 ruling... 4-3. The court said that bringing a drug-sniffing dog into what had been a routine traffic stop expanded the exchange into a drug investigation because the trooper had only a vague hunch. And that's not good enough. Just because every cop can have a hunch, that's not probable cause. We're going to come back with more on this because this is going to be a huge case when the Supreme Court finally renders their verdict. 1-800-259-9231 if you want to comment or change the topic completely. That's what we call the show Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit SeaMineral.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
We all have busy lives and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Live 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can call in about anything you want. Anything that's on your mind, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. We're in the middle of talking about your right to privacy. One of those precious little things that the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and all that good stuff has guaranteed you. The Bill of Rights. Amendment 4. You have the right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure and all that good stuff, safe in your house, home, and...
Can I read it for you?
Yeah, please recap.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue... Anyway, that's what it says. Shall issue upon, you know, they talked a little different 300 years ago.
Yeah.
Upon probable cause supported by oath, or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well,
so they got to know what they're looking for, and they got to know where they're looking for it.
And they have to have a
reasonable belief that it's there, and a judge agrees.
Exactly. So the Fourth Amendment has kind of been stewing in the toilet for a number of years. It's been, as this article described it, hacked and chipped away at for a long time by the Supreme Court. Now they're getting ready to flush it completely. They really are.
Yeah. They hate that Fourth Amendment.
What happened here? Well, because it's a huge barrier to the police state. It really is.
If
they can get rid of the Fourth and Second Amendments, they got it.
Yeah.
I mean,
like the Second Amendment. Now, the rest of the amendments guarantee you the rights, but the second one's the one to back it up.
That's true.
You know, that Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, as long as there's enough people with shotguns, they won't take us completely, take our rights completely away.
Well, in the Illinois Supreme Court had turned over this guy's conviction. This guy got convicted based on a search where he was pulled over for a routine traffic stop, and then all of a sudden the drug dog shows up. It kind of nosed his trunk. They popped it open, found some marijuana, and he got arrested. Well, the conviction was overturned by the Illinois Supreme Court. However, it's now going to the Supreme Court. And the state of Illinois appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which heard the case this month. So they've heard the arguments now. And it's just a matter of them rendering their verdict. And if you are familiar with the Supreme Court, you know that takes some time. So I would say in a couple months or a few months, I don't know how long it normally takes, but sometime within the next year, we're going to hear this verdict. And it could be real bad. Apparently with the help of the Bush administration, you know, those freedom-loving guys in the Bush administration.
Yeah, they want to keep your Fourth Amendment rights safe.
The state argued that the use of canines to sniff into the interior of personal possessions does not constitute a search under the Fourth Amendment.
What?
This isn't a search. It's just a doggy.
That's
their argument.
It doesn't say. It says persons, houses, papers, and effects. But I would say that
your car is an effect.
Your car is clearly an effect. Now, I'll admit to you that you know, at the time, it wasn't illegal to transport things like, you know, the government didn't have any laws against transporting ludlum.
You could
have had a carriage full of opium and
those laws are illegitimate. The laws that we have are unconstitutional. Amendment 10 says Congress shall make no law. But, you know, you can't convince people based on that. I mean, if there are people out there who are for the drug war, you can't get on the air and say, the drug war is unconstitutional and so there. No, the drug war is wrong because it puts innocent people in jail, and it makes it so other innocent people have to pay money to keep them there. The drug war is wrong because it pushes things underground to the black market and creates violence and creates gangs and creates corrupt cops. The drug war is wrong for those reasons. The drug war is wrong because tonight...
It's the human toll.
Tonight,
absolutely,
your car might get broken into because some guy needs to feed his crack habit, and he jacks your car stereo and goes and pawns it at a pawn shop.
Yep.
Or worse, maybe you get mugged or something like that.
Maybe that's why
the drug war is wrong.
Some lunatic decides that the only way to get money tonight is by coming into your bedroom and stealing your wallet off your nightstand, and when you wake up, he's going to kill you. And why? I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with it. The lunatic's out there, but the crime that is so rampant is caused by the drug war.
Yes.
It's not, the drug war isn't fighting the crime, the drug war is causing the crime.
Well, anyway, back to this case here. So they basically are saying that it's just a doggy. They can smell, and it's not a search if they're smelling it through your trunk. We're not searching you. Well, during oral, in the past, the High Court has seemed to approve of this view. In 1983, the Supreme Court ruled that no warrant is needed for dog sniffs of passengers' luggage at airports. And actually, I remember when this Illinois court turned over this guy's case. That was big news, and
yeah,
we talked about it on this show because that was a major upholding of the Fourth Amendment. Somebody finally
said... But only 5-4, according to
4-3 is what it was.
4-3, according to the Illinois State
Still, but it was nice
Supreme
to see,
Court.
It was nice to see somebody backing it up for once. Well, here we go. In 2000, the court suggested the same holds true in 1983, court ruled that no warrant is needed for dog sniffs of passengers' luggage at airports because they're non-intrusive. And in 2000, court suggested the same holds true
when
the dog sniffs around outside a car.
Did the dog sniff what? Outside of a car?
When the dog sniffs around outside of the car.
See, I don't think that they should just be able to hold you there indiscriminately.
Yeah, that's called a detention. And actually, when you get pulled over, and if the cop is taking forever, and he's back there processing your license or whatever, and you've been there for 10 or 15 minutes, you, in my opinion, and I'm not a lawyer, don't take this as legal advice, you have every right to get out of your car and non-threateningly, you know, make sure he can see your hands when you're walking towards his car. Walk towards the cruiser and say, hey, it's been a while, am I being detained? Because if you, again, as you were making the points earlier, if you're asking the questions, you're in control.
Yeah.
Just like with any sales situation, really, if you're getting the cop to do all the talking instead of them interrogating you, you're the one who's in control. So if you go back there, am I detained? He's got to give you an answer. Yeah, you're being detained. Well, based on what?
No, it's just taking a little while. The computer's down. I'm trying to run this.
So, you know, how long am I going to be? Anyway, well, let's get on with this here. During oral argument, Justice David Souter raised privacy concerns and worried about dogs going through every municipal garage to sniff out drugs. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg agreed, saying, quote, there's some association between the idea that I have a right to be let alone by the government and not having a large dog circle my car. And is that a little bit intimidating? To be on the side of the road for a speeding ticket, and then all of a sudden have the canine squad come out with their German shepherds and doing circles around your car? Is that a little bit intimidating?
I'd say it's definitely intimidation. But at the same time, you know, I mean, you have to abide by the laws on the roads. Our forefathers did not grant us the right to drive, unfortunately.
Well, anyway, let's see. According to the article, still the likelihood is the majority will rule the use of dog sniffs is not a search and can be used at will. So this article is predicting that they will go ahead and rule in favor of dog searches, and then we're going to have a real problem on our hands. I mean, we really are. Your freedoms are just dripping away. We really are. What are we going to do about this, man?
I'll tell you, the only thing that you can do, there's only one thing you can do, because there's no way that one man can stand up in the midst of this and say, I want my freedoms back. I want my constitutional rights back that George Jefferson, George Jefferson, that's the, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. Who was it? What was the show that was from?
The Jeffersons?
Yeah, the Jeffersons. Anyway, that these guys promised me, and that's to join the Free State Project.
I agree with that. Free State Project, freesteteproject.org. We're the only... Really, honestly, the more the rights get stripped away, the more this really seems like the only option. We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Is there anyone out there who thinks it's a good idea for the police to just randomly bring dogs around your car? I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control and change the topic if you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Pam got the mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick, it's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in for BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWox.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 here for about another half hour live tonight till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, if you just need more, well, we've got plenty more for you. Start on Monday. We've got a day off tomorrow, and we're back on the air Monday night, 7 to 9 o'clock live and 9 to 10 o'clock.
You know, it's
warp
so
hour.
Kind of you to give me one day off a week. One stinking little day off a week.
You're here voluntarily. This is not slavery.
Well, I guess we all do voluntarily. I mean, you know, it's not like I have to come in and work.
Exactly. So, if you want to stop being on the show, hey, got plenty of other people who can replace you. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
Right back at you, butthead.
We're talking about the loss of our rights. The Fourth Amendment one is the one that we're focusing on right now, the right to be secure in your stuff, the right not to be searched unreasonably and have your stuff seized unreasonably. And I'm not just talking about drugs here. There's other situations that you could get into, as you were saying, man, which you had a couple pills in your car the other night that apparently that's a bad thing.
Yeah,
I guess
it was an odd, innocent situation.
It's something
that I could have gone to prison for,
but millions of people do it every day.
Sure.
We're not arguing for the end of the drug war right now. That's for another show entirely. But it's been chipped away at, and now the Supreme Court has heard arguments in regards to basically completely flushing the Fourth Amendment down the toilet. They're going to rule on it at some point, and Skyler is back on the line from Sarasota, Florida. You're back on Free Talk Live using your second call of the evening. What's up, Skyler?
Well, I don't think that necessarily they're going to be trashing the Fourth Amendment by allowing dogs to sniff the car, because here's why. Currently, police and investigations already have what's called in plain sight. And that is, if you have, you know, evidence of a crime in plain sight, they can take advantage of that and they don't need to get a warrant in order to investigate.
Right? Sure, that's like if you get pulled over and the cop spots a roach in your ashtray.
Right.
A marijuana cigarette.
Then he has probable cause and reason to search your car.
Well, if the dog is sniffing the car, and the dog, you don't have to open anything up to get in the car, and the dog can smell drugs, then...
You sound like you're an apologist for the Bush administration.
How does that make me sound like I'm an apologist?
Here's another thing, Skyler.
Supporting this.
Skyler, here's my problem with it is, can't you train... I mean, I have to trust that these police officers that are using this dog to sniff for, you know, drugs in my car, have in fact trained the dog to... to bark when it smells drugs. Is that correct? Instead of you know, just barking when he gives a little tug on the leash. You know, every time he gives a tug on the leash, dog goes woof, and then suddenly the dog has signaled on my car, and they get to tear the thing from one end to the other. You know,
right?
I'm sorry, it's not my job to trust cops.
Good point. Skyler, have you ever been through a police search before?
No, I have not.
Thankfully, I have not either, because I've refused the two that I've been offered. But I do know a few people personally who have. And if you want your car, to be in the same shape as when you were last using it, don't let the cops search it. They're going to go in there, and they are going to tear it limb from limb. They ripped carpets out of this friend of mine's car. The dogs were jumping up on his car and scratched the paint job. He got all kinds of damage to his car that was permanent and could not get any recourse. He actually tried. He tried calling the cops. He tried to, you know, he knew the names of the cops that he was dealing with, but the cops, of course, wouldn't even call him back.
Sure.
I mean, you can't.
Oh, yeah, let's call this guy back.
Yeah, it's crazy. And he actually went around to lawyers here in town in the Tampa Bay area asking the lawyers, is there anything I can do? I just got searched and they destroyed my property. He documented it, too. He took photos of it right after it happened. And even with all the documentation, no lawyer in town wanted to touch it, because why would they? Then they might get retribution on their side. So, I mean, are you arguing for the random use of dogs, Skyler?
I think you actually talked him.
He's gone.
You actually talked him into a coma.
He's gone. 1-800-259-9231. I don't think that's where he was going with that, but it almost sounded like he was supporting the idea.
Well, I think that he was making a point that that the sort of in plain sniff is the same as being in plain sight, which I suppose that if a cop could smell marijuana, that would be one thing. Or, you know, I mean, I don't know what they
even that's a even that's a touchy issue, because for all they know, you have a passenger who smoked it, but that doesn't mean that they have any possession of it, and I don't think that gives them a right. That doesn't give them probable cause, I don't think.
I don't know.
You can say that their nose is off, or that they're, I mean, any cop can claim he smells marijuana, right?
Well, The fact is, he can claim he saw a marijuana cigarette sitting in the ashtray too, and then toss it down sitting on the floor and toss it down there while he was searching. So I mean, you know, you have to have a certain level of trust in the law enforcement community. I want them to be able to do their jobs. At the same time, I don't think that searching kids for marijuana is exactly that job.
I certainly don't. Johnson, actually, or Skyler, whatever you want to call him, is in our chat room
right now.
Skyler Johnson in the chat room right now. He apparently got accidentally dropped off the line. He says that he has actually seen the aftermath of a search, and it wasn't very pretty. And he's absolutely right. They tear your car apart, and then they leave.
That's what happened to me when I got my vehicle
searched. And you get
searched.
To take everything and put it back.
Yeah, that's what happened to me when I got my vehicle searched.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought they were here to serve us, Manwich. Aren't they public servants? Do you feel served by the police? Have you ever felt served by the police?
Well, I'm not saying that yes, I have often felt served by the police.
I can say I have.
I definitely have felt served by the police.
I can say I have. I had a situation where I came out of my a movie one time, and when I was going into the movie, it was raining, but it was during the daytime. I forgot to turn off my lights, so when I got out of the movie, my battery was dead.
Oh, man.
And the guy who happened to help me happened to be an off-duty police officer, and he was just doing it as, you know, a human being, but he chucked it up to being a cop. He said, don't say a cop never helped you out. And I said, hey, I appreciate
it.
You
can't.
You know, I can't. And there's plenty of good cops out there. I want to temper what we're saying here with that. We don't think that all cops are bad on this show. There's plenty of them out there that are decent guys. Oh, and by the way, we got another call. We're going to go right to the phones here. Rob in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control. What's up?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
I actually found out about your show by accident. In fact, I know almost nothing about your show, but I like what I've heard so far.
Thanks. It's real simple.
What website?
We let you control the topic. What's up?
Well, what website should I go to learn more about you and your show?
How about freetalklive.com?
Okay, freetalklive.com.
On that website, you can find out about the show. We've got, pictures of ourselves at the age of 4 because we don't really, you know, want you to
see. We've got regular pictures, too, but that's not the biggest attraction. We've got the archives. You can actually listen to the last 6 shows on there absolutely free, Rob, and the bulletin board system. We even have a chat room for you. So there's all kinds of aspects to this show. But the basic concept is you can call in and change the topic or bring up whatever you want. It's
comment on what we're commenting on.
Or comment on what we're commenting on.
Well, this is really interesting because last week, here's the thing, I'm a big fan of the Harry Brown Show, which comes on.
Yes. Oh, you were on there. I heard you. I heard your call.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've called in his show many times over the past year and a half or so.
So you were the one who called on Hannity and said that the election was stolen?
Oh, yeah.
See, I told you I heard your call.
Excellent.
Rob, we're going to ask you to hang on, buddy, because we're up against the break. 800-259-9231. Slaves to the clock. We're going to be back in a bit. 800-259-9231. You can call and talk about what you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, nationwide, 1-800-259-9231, the world is listening, however, to this show, and if you know how to call us from those other countries, then by all means, dial us up, toll free, 1-800-259-9231, we've heard from Germany, we've heard from Sweden, Canada,
Australia,
email with an Australian email.
I guess it's not hard to send Australian emails, is it?
No, that's very, very easy. So
lots of Canada.
Yeah, Canada's easy, too. All right, actually, that might be toll. I think that's probably toll-free in Canada, 1-800-259-9231.
North America, I would imagine.
FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address, and we will... Oh, we do have some emails here, and maybe we'll have a chance to get to them tonight. But if not, we are on 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Monday through Friday, we're on from 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Time live, and from 9 to 10 in the Time Warp episode. And then on Saturday nights tonight, we're on from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time live. So you got plenty of Free Talk Live now all week long. And speaking of Free Talk Live, we were just talking about it, our show, with Rob in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Ian, see, here's the situation. I tuned in on my computer to listen to Harry Brown a little bit on the early side last week and this week, and it reminds me, I've got to tune in even earlier because I want to hear all of your show. I caught a little bit of it, and I thought, wow, you sound like another libertarian like Harry Brown, and I really...
Well, you would be correct. Harry Brown has to be one of my favorite influences.
Yeah, I mean, I told him that his runs for the presidency changed me forever. And what is the name of your guest tonight?
I don't have any guests. No, this is my co-host, Manwich.
Oh, who's your co-host?
Manwich. Introduce yourself, Manwich.
Manwich.
Oh.
I've been doing the show with Ian for... I know Harry Brown claimed that it was the Ian Bernard Show. It is, in fact, Free Talk Live is the name of the radio show, and Ian and I have been doing it for about 2 years now.
Oh, well, I just wanted to let you know that I heard you guys talking about searching drug-sniffing dogs and this sort
yes.
of thing. And I used to think that this was too radical. I mean, for many years, I guess I've believed in the legalization or decriminalization. I'm not even sure I know exactly what the difference between those two terms is, but I really think that locking people up for buying, selling, and smoking marijuana is ridiculous. And
I agree 100%.
And to tell you the truth, when I saw Harry Brown giving a speech as a presidential candidate on C-SPAN in 1996, he talked about ending the war on drugs. He didn't just talk about marijuana. He just talked about ending the war on drugs. And I thought
he means it.
Pardon me?
He means it.
Well, I thought, you know, I used to think that was pretty outrageous. You know, I thought, you wouldn't want to legalize really bad drugs like coke and heroin. But once I understood the downside of the war on drugs, and I think the downside is enormous, you know, it's not that I think cocaine is good for you. I don't. It's just that the laws and the way that they're prosecuted is so tyrannical. I mean, the whole business of you can lose your house or your vehicle or your boat just for having a joint on board or something, and without even, I mean, it's just, you could do a whole show just on the war on drugs.
I can tell you this. We've been on for 2 years. You can guarantee we've definitely done some whole shows on the war on drugs. And unfortunately, we've only got about 13 minutes left in this one, and that's certainly not enough time to address it. And we are totally
in
agreement. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's why I think Harry Brown definitely brought me into the fold as a libertarian as well. And when I read his book, Why Government Doesn't Work, that basically just sold me on the whole program. It all just makes so much sense. And to say decriminalize marijuana is a great thing, but to say end the war on drugs is so much more powerful, so much more profound. I mean, yeah, if we ended the war on marijuana, crime might drop a little bit, but if we ended the war on drugs, I mean, literally, in less than a week's time, we'd have probably a 75% drop in violent crime.
You've got to keep in mind the difference between violent crime or violent crime versus victimless crime. And
oh, yeah. Don't trust me. I have the difference in mind. And, in fact,
if I handed you, if I told you I was selling you marijuana and I had it laced with PCP and it made you sick or killed you or made you go nuts or something,
mm-hmm.
then I think I could be prosecuted for fraud. But if you know it's marijuana and I know it's marijuana and we're consenting adults, I don't think it's anybody's business. You take your own health risks. I mean, it's like alcohol or tobacco. You're going to have to, if you're an adult, you're going to have to take responsibility for the health risks of the choices you make. I mean, trying to stop people from drinking or smoking is like trying to force people to exercise.
Yeah, well, it's a total waste of effort, and all it does is create negative consequences and unintended consequences. And we've talked, I think we were talking like a few weeks ago about legalizing, or rather decriminalizing prostitution. You mentioned you weren't quite sure what the difference was. It's pretty simple. When you're dealing with decriminalization, you tend to want to, I think you should argue for decriminalization, because legalization has the aura of, well, let's make it legal and apply regulations to it, and I have all these state regulations and controls, and that's while it's better than a war on drugs, it's certainly not the best situation. Decriminalization just means, hey, it's not illegal to do it, so it's out there, and so therefore there could be a market created, and there wouldn't be heavy regulations, because liquor's legal, but there's still some counties in America that that ban it completely, which is totally nuts. So, Rob, is there anything else? Is there anything else on your mind tonight?
I'll call in next week, maybe, or next time.
Please do.
Excellent. Listening.
Anytime you have an issue you want to bring up, this is your forum. So log on at freetalklive.com in the meantime, because again, we're back on Monday night.
Hey, thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, we're on six nights a week, Rob, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday.
Thanks for listening, dude. We'll talk to you soon. 1-800-259-9231. It's that easy to get on this show. You can literally call in about anything. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. We've got one segment left, and we've got enough time for you. 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. Call 888-881-NO-BO.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Live, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring out whatever you want on the air. It's your show. Get it? I think you get it. And if not, you'll get it soon enough because we're 6 days a week now. And if you can't get enough of us tonight, well, Monday through Friday, we're on from 7 o'clock Eastern Time to 9 o'clock Eastern Time live. And then from the 9 to 10 o'clock hour, we have a Time Warp episode, which means you get an hour from a previous show. Simply enough.
One that you might have missed.
Indeed, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we got emails rolling in like crazy. We're going to have to put some of these on hold until Monday night. In fact, I'm going to put them all on hold until Monday night because one of them has to do with the Camara thing, and then we'd have to recap it, and by the time we were done recapping, it'd be time to go. So I'm going to address a chat room comment that was made a few moments ago. You can log on at freetalklive.com, as we were telling Rob a few moments ago, and get interactive with us. Once we're done here, and by the way, once we're done, our friend Harry Brown is probably going to be on next. I would say most likely the station you're listening on will be carrying Harry Brown next, so stay tuned for him. I think it's a rerun for him, but nonetheless, I'm sure it'll be a good show.
I always listen, rerun or not, because chances are I haven't heard them. And I'm going through his book. I'm reading his book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World.
Great book, huh?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Really, really good. This guy
And he wrote that
truly
when he was 30 years younger.
Yeah, this is the 25-year special edition, which he did some small changes in, but he said that he liked it in its entirety from the time, so he pretty much left it the same way, and it's really insightful stuff.
So, anyways, I was monitoring the chat room for a bit during the break there, and there's a gentleman who came in there, and he asked the question, I guess a bit of a critic. He says, if it's free talk on Free Talk Live, why do I have to register to post to the BBS? And as our chatters informed him, the point of registration is to basically eliminate as much trouble as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is when you're running a bulletin board system, a message board, a forum online, especially if you're doing a radio show, you're going to attract all sorts of people, including troublemakers. And you want to make it so that someone can't just make up an email address and get on your BBS. Now, it's certainly not spam-proof. It's certainly not a perfect system. It's just a very thin layer of security on the BBS. I mean, I could go and create a fake email account and create an account on the BBS. We don't ask for real names. You don't have to put in any of that information as being legit. You just have to have an email address so the bulletin board can send you a verification email. What it does is when you sign up, which this is like a 2-minute long process, by the way. It's certainly not an inconvenience. You sign up, and then the bulletin board shoots you an email, and it says, hey, are you really there? Is this email address really you? Because if I went in and put in your email address, Manwich, if I was a troublemaker and I wanted to make you look bad and I put in manwich@freetalklive.com and we didn't have the check system, then I'd get my account and I could start posting as though I was Manwich and everyone would see my email address and say, well, that Manwich is a real jerk. And so this is kind of a way to avoid all that
sort of
thing. Hey, so you can't play by the rules. This is a private organization. We can set whatever rules we want.
You know, we're sitting out here on our Main Street studio here.
Oh, now about to go.
Oh, man. I was just going to tell
Monday
story.
Monday night. Well, hold it. Monday night from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern Time, we are live. In fact, all week long we are. In the meantime, between now and then, log on at freetalklive.com. Get on our bulletin board system. There's over 182 registered users, and they're all posting all kinds of different topics. So check that out. Log on to the chat room, and we will see you Monday night. This has been Ian with here with you.
And Manwich.
This is Free Talk Live. Stay tuned for Harry Brown.
Here's a